Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Gantner moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards left field. Braun picks it up and throws to third to catch Gantner for the out. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Davis moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Lockhock moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Porter scores. Lockhock moves to third. McRae moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Bob Golasso now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lizcano strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 6-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lance Rotson now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Rotson covering, for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Otis steals third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McRae strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Washington moves to second. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Washington moves to third. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob McClure now pitching. Al Cowens pinch hits for Steve Braun. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing right field. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Moore moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. Moore moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards second. Molitor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Dick Davis. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Wolford moves to third. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.